As the Civil War drew to a close in April of 1865, there was a massive job to return prisoners of war back to their homes. Those trips were marked by triumph and tragedy. And the story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
During the Civil War, it's estimated that about 400,000 soldiers from both the North and the South were taken as prisoners of war. Death rates at some of those prisons could run as high as 20-30%. Two such prisons in the South were Andersonville and Cahaba, and some of those detained there were very young by today's standards.
One of the youngest ones was 15 years old, Stephen Gaston. He had joined the Army when he was 13, imprisoned in Cahaba when he is 14. And survives this when he is 15.
And there were many other young men who were under the age of 18 at those prisons, says Melody Walker at the Sultana Museum in Marion, Arkansas. As the war came to a close in April of 1865, prisoners were released, and the government had a plan to transport those in the South back to their homes in the North.
So when these soldiers were released from Cahaba and Andersonville, first they went to Camp Fisk, which was the exchange camp in Vicksburg, Mississippi. From there, they were loaded onto these steamboats to head upriver.
Those prisoners who had survived to the war's end were often very malnourished. Getting to Vicksburg to board a steamboat was a challenge in itself.
The railroads were in terrible shape during that time. We do know that from Jackson, Mississippi to Vicksburg, Mississippi, the last 45 miles they did walk, and many of them, as I mentioned, were in very bad condition.
Once they made it to Vicksburg, transportation had been arranged to move those former prisoners northward.
So the federal government had hired this group of steamboats to help transport these guys up the river to Cairo, Illinois. And there were many steamboats that were contracted under the federal government.
One such steamboat was the Sultana. Its tragic story is next time as we travel the countryside in Marion, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McRae.